I know this character, that where they're imperious, disinterested in locals, and completely contemptuous of public opinion. In fact, there is a public meeting described on page 171 of Winterkill.
Melinda Strickland was still talking, holding forth on the policy of road closures. Her voice seemed distant, disconnected, and sing-song. A retired electrical contractor had been called on, and he asked why a certain road in the Bighorns had been closed to vehicle traffic. He said that he had used the road all his life when he hunted, and that his father had used the road for 50 years before that. "I wish I had a choice in the matter," Strickland was explaining to the crowd. "But it's not as simple as that. I understand what you're saying, but the policy's in place, and there's very little we can do to change it at this juncture. We don't have the manpower or resources to re-evaluate grazing leases or timber allotments in this fiscal year." Strickland was talking in circuitous paths, leading nowhere, with confusing little asides thrown in to divert attention from her meaning, just as it threatened to become clear. Joe knew that. Like Lamar Gardner, Strickland had much more discretion in decision-making than she let on. And, like Gardner, Strickland blamed all of her own unpopular decisions on unnamed, faceless higher-ups, nebulous policy documents, or public meetings that had never been public, and that might never have actually occurred. As she droned on, several hands were raised in the audience. She looked over the tops of the hands as she spoke, as if she couldn't see them.
Yeah.
This is the federal, and she's in the Forest Service, and I've actually only had good experiences with the Forest Service. Is this what the Western people generally think about federal bureaucrats?
Many do. I mean, I've been in many of those meetings. I covered them as a reporter and then just had interest in them. And, there's nothing quite like the local meeting in the high school gym where everybody comes in to make their point. And rarely are any opinions changed it's really not a public meeting. It's a public informing. And somehow they always seem to say that there's been all these comments against what everybody in the room said, and they have to weigh those against those, and somehow they always win.